Before we go today, we wanted to take a few minutes to introduce you to a hip-hop artist out of Queens, New York. The Borough is well known for producing some well-known names in hip-hop. Think Run DMC, Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest, and Nas. And now, here's Aneek Khan.
Yeah, Habibi, Habibi, I know that you need me. I give you the villain, they all in their feelings.
Aneek Khan grew up as a child of two worlds. Born in Bangladesh, he was raised in Queens.
Being an immigrant kid, you always battle with like two worlds, which is like confusing but also empowering. I would go from being in the house and smelling like curry chicken and food, listening to classical Bengali music, to then walking outside and being on the block with the homies and listening to Nas, a DMX, a Jay-Z, and dressing a certain way and going to play ball and living my life that way.
Aneek Khan's father brought him and the family to the United States from Bangladesh when Aneek was four.
My father is the person who left everything he had in Bangladesh. He was doing well. He owned three businesses, educated man with his master's, three-floor flat house, a driver. And he left all that to come to America so his kids could have a better education, to move to a one-bedroom apartment in Astoria and drive a cab. And I think that is the definition of unconditional love.
Now picture a man with a vision and plan to lead a country that he loves for his kids to expand. Now when he ain't first, he ain't shown his signal and land. That's the American dream, doing immigrant man.
He says his father is his inspiration, especially when it comes to his music.
My father is my hero. I never really grew up idolizing entertainers or anything like that because entertainers didn't keep food in my fridge. My father did.
In fact, Khan says it is his father who sparked his interest in being an entertainer, even if he didn't mean to. Khan's father had served in the war to win Bangladesh's independence from Pakistan. He later received a master's degree in literature, and he would often recite classical Bengali poetry to his friends and family.
My father was the guy who always invited people over to the house, no matter how little the space was. So it was I think subconsciously, him entertaining people and me seeing him always be willing to recite his poetry for anyone that really influenced me.
While Aneek Khan looked up to his father as a freedom fighter as well as a proud and accomplished Bengali, once in America, Khan says he struggled with his own cultural identity.
I always kind of ran away from my culture, kind of ran away from being Bengali. And I wasn't too proud of it. And I think it's because in mainstream media, the only figure we had was essentially Apu from The Simpsons, which was not the correct stereotype because there was so many different types. And I always ask myself, like, Guyanese people love being Guyanese. Puerto Ricans love being Puerto Rican. Jamaicans love being Jamaican. Why don't I love being Bengali? When I went to Bangladesh when I was 21, it was really an eye-opening experience. I started hanging out with a lot more of my cousins. I got to experience the actual land and culture in an older age, and I realized how beautiful it is. And it was almost like a shattering of the glass of what I wanted to do with myself, my music, and everything all together.
We got the villain, we feel a pillar, yeah. She want to feel me, tangerine pill me, yeah. She like to squeeze me, kiss and caress me, yeah.
I actually don't go out my way to make sure that something is Bengali in my record, or something is very American in my record, or something is very West Indian or Brazilian. I just grew up in Queens. I grew up in the most diverse place in the entire world. And so sometimes I hear a record and I'm like, you know, a tabla would sound really cool on this. Or sometimes I'll hear congos and I'll go, you know what, would be cool if we put some congos on this record. And what I started understanding was, you know, we're all cousins. South Asian percussion, West African percussion, West Indian percussion, Brazilian percussion. My actual identity is to talk about all of these cultures and mix them because that's just who I am as a person. My father loves that I'm doing this as a career. Obviously, in the beginning, my family was worried, but, you know, like you tell your parents, hey, I'm about to be a rapper, and they're like, really? Out of all jobs, that's the one you chose? But as soon as he saw that how passionate I am about it, I'm never going to stop, and he saw people he never knew, like, start talking about me. He was like, oh, this is really working. And now he goes around and tells all his friends about everything. Hey, my son did this or my son did that. So it's actually super cute to see.
That was Anik Khan. His latest album, Kites, is out now.